Time now for your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report as we cruise right on down to the Bayou Resort in beautiful Gamalia, Arkansas, right off Fout Roads, where you'll find the Bayou Resort. And good morning, Mr. Gary Faraci.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this so far dry Thursday morning?
You're just not standing in the right spot. It is going to be a soggy day, and also it could be a stormy night. Now, last night, did you all get much rain? You know, because we didn't really get anything here.
We got some drizzle, and that was about it last night.
Yeah, I'm looking at the radar right now, and yeah, you are kind of dry, but trust me, my good friend, it's coming.
I guess we need a little rain. Lake levels, and I think it's in excellent shape at 554.5. But you know, a lot of people don't. They really, really upset about the way they're how fast they're draining it. But
I like it. Well, I mean, you know, it is to me too. Right now, I mean, you know, I would be fine if it just stayed right here where it was at. You know,
yeah.
Between five. Well, I've got 554.60. So, but you know, between 554 and 57, 58,
yeah.
You know, that's, I mean, and that's quite a bit of water right there between the two. But I mean, you know, when we get over 558, boy, it just, stuff goes to hell quickly.
Yeah, it does. You lose a lot of parking down there. I think the biggest thing would, it's not the actual level of the lake, but it's, was changing the lake level during the spawn. I think that's got a lot of fishermen up and kind of up in arms and stuff. And that, you know, why are they doing it right in the middle of the spawn? Well, because they're trying to do the right thing to prepare for rains and all. You know, and it's one of those things. You're not going to ever satisfy everybody on. Everybody's going to have an opinion about it.
Good grief, man! You've got live scope.
But the crappie bite is improving. It, you know, it's been going in cycles. You know, I have 1 week where it's just killer. You can throw anything in there and just catch the numbers, and it kind of slowed down for 4 to 5 days, and then it started picking back up. Then we had a couple of cold nights, and it slowed down.
Yeah, it's just kind of all over the place. But now, are the, you know, the crappie, they were, it was almost what I was hearing, they were getting close to moving to the banks, and have they, now they've probably backed off or what?
That's what I'm hearing, is that they were getting close to the bank. A lot of guys were catching them shallow. The males were in there getting the beds ready, and they were shallow, and then lake levels dropped, cold front come in, they moved out a little bit. Now I heard they're back in 12 feet of water moving towards the bank. And the guys that are catching fish say that when they catch a female, they're still full of eggs. So they haven't spawned yet.
Yeah. Huh. They're a little behind.
Yeah. Yeah. A little behind.
Some guys
are still catching stripers and hybrids, live bait and jigging with some tater baits, still working. And some of those fish have been shallow, 15 feet and deeper water, but suspended in the 15 feet area. So they're still catching that. You got to find them, and then once you find them, you know, get their attention a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and now what about the bass fishing? You know, line side, spotted, Kentucky, smallmouth. How's that been going?
Depending on who you talk to, some guys are mad as all get out. Said it's horrible, and then I talked to other guys, and they're catching their limit, and they're catching some nice fish too. You know, a lot of crankbait being thrown, a lot of crankbait right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple guys were slipping in a different color spinnerbait and picking up a few.
Now,
yeah.
So there's a big bass tournament this Saturday on North Fork, and it's the Cystic tournament.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of boats out there, isn't there?
Probably. Last I heard, I think there was 189 boats that were already registered and set. That's not counting the what's going to happen today and tomorrow, and then day of the tournament on Saturday. So yeah, that's going to be a lot of boats out there, a lot of pressure on the lake, and that, and
Now, is the striper and hybrid and white bass bite, how's that coming along?
That's been pretty good. You know, I've had same thing. Had a couple guys go out, and they caught one or two or whatever. You know, three's the limit on them. Mm-hmm. And then I had other guys go out and say, you know, I didn't even get a nibble. You know, they're striper fishing, and they caught some really nice largemouth. So
yeah, right.
Drop shotting, basically slow trolling with live bait, mm-hmm. and they caught probably a really nice 4.5-pound largemouth.
Oh wow! Yeah,
yeah, really big. I mean, a nice looking fish, you know. But yeah, they go, I'm striper fishing. I'm catching largemouth. But that's how you're still catching fish. You're still catching something.
That's
know?
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's yeah. Now, but the topwater bite, it's not really blown up yet, has it?
It has not. And I think same thing. The weather we've had, you know, it's been a crazy April. Usually it's a lot warmer by now. We had, what, three nights that it was, the mornings were 33, 35 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're all this past week. So I think a lot of that stuff's really throwing our dang fish on this lake are so sensitive.
Yeah. What's up? Yeah. You know, because, I mean, the old folklore is when the morel mushrooms come up, so do the stripers
mm-hmm.
on the surface. So,
yep.
Yeah, it's a little bit off. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know a little bit more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Resort Facebook page, great way to drop us a line, look at some of the pictures, read some of the comments. It's really, really good place to get in touch with us at. And, of course, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. Or maybe if you're in the area, stop in and say hi.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
Have a good one, Gary.